time. To get answers to all of your real estate questions, Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners and stand ready to help you meet all of your real estate objectives. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing my special in-studio guests. But first, I want to remind you that we have partnered with some terrific companies who can help solve renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home. Just go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and go right to the list of real estate resource companies. I encourage you to give them a call if you need some help at the place you call home. Now, while at our website, you can also schedule a meeting with me or one of my broker colleagues to discuss your own real estate needs. Again, that web address is www.santafe.realtypartners.com. As always, we have a lot going on the show today. So please join us here on All Things Real Estate by dialing 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722, or you can email me, Ray Post, with your questions and comments at rpost@sfrp.com. We like to begin each show with 2 minutes of State of the Market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, who is advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Well, hi, Ray. You know, you never know when the time is right, but maybe you do. The real estate market seems to be bottoming out. Prices are low, interest rates are low. So the question comes up, when is the right time to buy? Should I wait? Is it going to go lower? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are waiting to sell their houses, and that's an impediment. And there are, you know, incomes may be down because they've had a tough time over the last year, and it's harder to qualify for a loan. But those who are still waiting for further market depreciation should consider the following. If they're looking for for the prices to come down by 10%, those prices can be offset by the gain that you get from a lower price is offset by a 1% rise in interest rates. Mm-hmm. Interest rates are going to go up. So here's my example. You got a $250,000 house that you want to buy. Are you going to wait for it to be $225,000? Today, you put down 20%. Your payment is $1,104 at 5.25%. If you wait till it comes down by another 10%, but rates rise by 1%, the same deal is going to cost you $1,108. So you have no savings. So that, and the same thing works for a 5% decline in depreciation in market rate and a 5% appreciation in interest rates, which is likely. I mean, we know that rates are going to go up. We just don't know when they're going to go up. So I would say that now is the exact right time to buy. The market is hitting its bottom. It may go lower by a little bit, but, you know, the rates will go up as well. And will offset your gains.
Right. And Andrew Hoffman, as always, good counsel, but also, too, your message was delivered very succinctly as well by the Wall Street Journal this week with their banner headline that now is the time to buy a home for a variety of reasons. But you point out a good one. If you do the math on this, if prices come down another 10%, but interest rates increase by 1%, then basically it's a wash.
So. It's a wash. So, you know, why not do it today?
Right, exactly. Well, I hope everybody takes the excellent counsel from Andrew Hoffman. Again, we appreciate you talking to us today on the State of the Market. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
I'd like to introduce my two very special in-studio guests today. I have two of my colleagues from Santa Fe Realty Partners. They are associate brokers, well-established here in the Santa Fe community, well-known. I guess with no further ado, I'd like to introduce Anna Marie Brown and Marvin Sadowski. They are a husband and wife team. You didn't mind if I mentioned that, did you?
No, I don't.
Of course not.
You just have different last names, but they are a powerhouse within our firm. And today we're going to talk about a variety of issues. I always like to start out the show by giving my guests the chance to sort of get warm and fuzzy with the listeners by talking a little bit about who they are, why they are here in Santa Fe, what brought them here. And so, Anna Marie, why don't you start?
Well, we have been coming to Santa Fe for over 35 years. We used to live in Dallas for about 30 years. We used to sit at Starbucks in Dallas, drinking our little latte and envisioning ourselves on the mountaintop, hiking and in our beautiful Santa Fe home. And finally, we made that happen because we love the lifestyle here and the people and the architecture and the culture and the outdoor activities.
As you can tell, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, Anna Marie is a very, very non-expressive, sort of low-key kind of salesperson. Now, as a matter of fact, obviously, she is a crackerjack person. Marvin, you've been in real estate for, gosh, 40 years?
About 36 years.
Sorry,
exactly.
You that extra 4 years on it.
Absolutely. That's okay.
But you are still licensed in Texas, right?
Actually, no, I'm not. When we left Texas, we actually took a short stop in Colorado because the Springs for about 5 years before we moved back to down to Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
And in Texas, I used to build. I was also a broker there and had a brokerage firm, build, develop properties, and actually built some in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, moving here, I haven't built anything here yet except our relationship.
And that's working
out quite
well.
We continue to build a relationship.
Yeah. And I think maybe the statistics are correct on if I'm thinking for a moment here about where a lot of our out-of-state buyers come from. And Texas, I think, is our headline state. Outside of New Mexico, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Followed by California, New York.
California, you're right.
Oklahoma.
And the Midwest now.
And the Midwest
We're starting
now.
To get some activity from the Midwest. Sure.
Well, you've given me a nice segue, Marvin. I really want to get both of your impressions of the current market. I'm looking at the headline today from the New Mexicans Real Estate Guide, and it says, real estate market seems to be picking up. What's your opinion, Anne Marie?
Absolutely. We are seeing more activity. We have four things under contract right now. We are seeing more showings on our properties, on our listings. And Ray, by the way, there are cash buyers out there. There are all kinds of buyers. And it's just finding that right property for them. It's a great time for the buyer. The inventory is great. We heard what Andrew just said, but we're seeing a lot of activity, and we're pumped about that.
And, Marvin, I know one of the things that we sort of chatted about leading up to the show today is with what Anna Marie was just saying, with the market being so good, it's important, though, at the same time for sellers, if they want to sell their property here in Santa Fe, to use a correct strategy, and that involves pricing, amenities,
correct.
And the like. Talk a little bit about that from your own perspective. If the market's starting to turn around, that becomes just as important as it has been in the softer market.
Exactly. Well, what has happened in the past is that people who want to sell their homes are basically pricing it at what they think is the average price or maybe the top price, and they're ending up behind the market.
Right.
It's really important to create a strategy, depending on your motivation of selling, to create a strategy that is going to put you in front of other like properties, and that's a real important piece. And Anna Marie and I really emphasize the pricing part, and she is great at not only emphasizing that, but also getting a home or a property ready to sell, because that is a big incentive and distinction.
That is Anna Marie. Staging is a short word
staging,
for that.
Knowing how to clear the house out. I mean, she's like great.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just basic stuff.
A lot of it's common sense.
But it's going in there and in a respectful way working with your client, because sometimes it's hard to remove certain things, personal items. But it is very important that your house is in tip-top shape, and we help with that.
Right.
Supporting the client.
Go ahead.
Yeah, also in pricing your house and selling it in this market, if you want to purchase another home, you're actually getting a benefit there also. Even though you're not getting the equity that you want, you're actually switching that equity into another home that you buy at a lower price. Mm-hmm. So it really balances out.
Well, to sort of echo what you were saying before, Anna Marie, I've had a listing for a year up at Casas de San Juan, and I finally got a contract on it last week. So it is starting to turn around, I think, on across the entire county. There are parts of the county that are seeing a little bit more robust activity than others, but this is going to take some time. We always beat the drum here in a positive way, and we're not being sort of foolish and blind to the fact that we still are far from the way the market was 3 years ago. But we are seeing some positive information coming to us, and as a result, buyers, Marvin, sort of going on what Andrew was saying, you know, the reality is that so many buyers have been waiting for the bottom to hit,
right.
And we always laugh about it as brokers that if you wait too long, you've missed the bottom.
Exactly.
And I think now, all of a sudden, interest rates might start ticking up. If the market is starting to stabilize, then prices won't dip any longer. So you may, as a buyer, have tried to fooled yourself in your strategy of waiting, right?
Exactly. Sometimes we over-strategize.
Yeah,
and it's really important to take advantage of. And a lot of it is in a lot of the buyers, it's in their sense, their feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really are in tune to what the market's doing, you will know that now is a good time to buy.
Mm-hmm.
We just listed a couple of commercial buildings, and actually there were short sales, and we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
And within a week, we had them under contract.
Oh, that's amazing. Again, as Marvin was indicating, giving a heads up out there, we're going to be talking about this phenomenon called short sales in the second half of the show. But I tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, why don't we take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Anna Marie Brown and Marvin Sadowski. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm here today with my two colleagues from the firm, Anna Marie Brown and Marvin Sadowski. We're talking about all things real estate, of course, and we have a couple of compelling issues to discuss in the second half of the show. But before we get into that, you know, I always tell my clients that they should be thoughtful in their choice of a realtor, a lender, and other real estate professionals to work with. And you should be just as discriminating in your choice of a title insurance company. My top recommendation, Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. You see, Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a professional, personal Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. So choose experienced, knowledgeable professionals to assist with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call my friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email them at their free and confidential question and customer service department. That's santafe@fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. I know you'll appreciate the difference. During the break, we were talking, Anne-Marie and Marvin, about buyers. It's a great time for them. But you know what, Anne-Marie, you said it's a great time for sellers. Why?
It's a great time for sellers. Well, first of all, because it's a great time for buyers, and you're going to have buyers.
It goes both ways, doesn't it?
It goes both ways, Ray, because the seller will have an inventory of buyers that will get a good interest rate. And or cash, like I said, well, there's still people out there that have cash, but it's a wonderful, if you want to sell, don't wait till next year, don't wait for 2 years to come, go ahead and sell now. If all the numbers work out for you, now is the ideal time to sell also.
Marvin, we know that the inventory is high out there right now and that we need to reduce the inventory a little bit so it becomes a little more competitive.
Good.
The equilibrium needs to return between buyer and seller.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, with the uptick in activity, if you do have a great property and it's well-priced, you should be out there selling right now, shouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I would agree. The thing is if you're going to stay in Santa Fe, the opportunity to buy another home at the right price automatically builds, I mean, I can't say this is for a fact, builds equity because only time will determine that,
right.
But I would say that this is a great time to sell and to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're buying outside of the Santa Fe area, it's even better
mm-hmm.
pricing.
And when you say outside of the Santa Fe area, you mean?
And Florida, wherever you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some much more depressed areas around the country. And, again, I keep teasing the listeners. We're going to be talking about this mysterious subject called short sales
sure.
in the second half of the show. But fortunately out here, we don't have the same kind of foreclosure issues
right.
that other parts of the country, Phoenix, South Florida, Southern California have. And thank goodness for that, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know what, Gino? I think that we have reached that point in the show for our legal topic of the week brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. This week's topic addresses the concept and importance of a legal lot of record and is offered to us by attorney Leonard Katz. Now, this is a complicated sort of thing, but Leonard has done a fabulous job of laying it out, so listen carefully. The legal lot of record concept arises from land use regulations or zoning requirements that govern the creation and use of what is commonly referred to as a lot, parcel, or tract of land. Now, in this discussion, we will interchangeably use these words. In earlier, more free-spirited times, before land use regulation and zoning, there was an unrestricted right to divide and carve up land into smaller parcels. On the one hand, this unfettered ability helped create the historic areas of Santa Fe and the charm of its small, narrow, and winding streets, unconventional lots, and unique architecture. On the other hand, this free-for-all atmosphere generated certain problems, including access, easement, and utility service difficulties, congestion, and truly unsustainable densities. Such problems led to the imposition of subdivision laws regulating the division of a parcel of land into smaller parcels. Now, these laws require that any division of land be approved by the governing authority for the location of the land, which is either the city or the county of Santa Fe. This approval process involves matters such as the size, configuration, and buildable areas on an approved subdivided lot, as well as setbacks and maximum area coverage for buildings to be built. Which brings us to the question, what exactly is a legal lot of record? Well, simply put, it's what the city and county will recognize as a validly created lot. As a practical matter, it means that a property owner must have a legal lot of record in order to obtain a building permit to construct new buildings or remodel existing ones on a lot. And how do you determine if a parcel is a legal lot of record? Well, the key is actually the dates of initial enactment of subdivision laws. For the city of Santa Fe, it's September 12, 1962. For the county, it's January 1, 1981. Any parcel of land created from those dates forward must appear on a recorded subdivision or lot division plat approved by the city or the county, depending on the location of the divided parcel. To establish a parcel as a legal lot of record prior to these city or county dates, one must prove that the parcel existed as evidenced by a survey plat or deed recorded with the Santa Fe County Clerk. Even if such a parcel is established as a legal lot of record, if it does not conform to existing zoning or land use requirements, it falls into a special category of, believe it or not, legal non-conforming lot. In this instance, there are special requirements for building or remodeling on such a lot. It's important to note that a standard title insurance policy does not ensure that a parcel of land is a legal lot of record. This means that one can own a parcel of land, but it may not be able to build upon it, and title insurance will not compensate the owner for such restrictions. Furthermore, both the city and the county codes prohibit the illegal division of land. So as we can see, the existence of a legal lot of record or legal non-conforming lot, as well as the implications of that status upon future building on the land, are important to both a buyer and a seller of land. Such status should always be carefully reviewed whenever real estate is being transferred and when construction is contemplated. I want to thank Leonard Katz for providing us with an excellent legal topic of the week, and because we shared so much information with you today, you may want to have your and you may have your own legal questions regarding what ways that two or more people can own real estate. So for that reason, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and that will take you right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. I'm looking at Marvin, and I'm thinking, boy, that was a lot of stuff, wasn't it?
That was a lot of stuff, and you know, we right.
Don't test us on this.
Someone told me I should have been an attorney, and I don't know where they got that from, but we wouldn't have worked for me.
Leonard Katz is fabulous.
He's great.
Yeah.
And I would recommend that, and we do recommend to our clients, buyers and sellers, that they confer with an attorney, and Leonard Katz is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's one of the best. Absolutely. That whole firm is terrific. They are a sponsor of the show, and they provide me with a draft legal topic every week, and I go
That's
back and
amazing.
Forth with the gang until we come up with something that I can understand.
Yeah.
And that I don't want to be tested on either, Anna Maria.
Right.
But anyway, thank you, Leonard Katz, for a fabulous legal topic of the week. I hope you're listening to the show today. I tell you what, we're close enough, Gino Thompson, my producer. Let's take a quick break here so we have a little bit more time with my special guests, Anna Marie Brown and Marvin Sadowski, when we come back from a commercial break. So stay tuned. We'll be with you in a minute.
My old Feral survives in the roughest weather conditions. I can ride my horse in the rain, and it holds its own.
My old Ferals are beautifully tailored. They're real eye catchers. They're the perfect accent to all my outfits, whether I'm on the plaza, Fifth Avenue, or on the beach in St. Tropez.
My old Feral is tailored right here in Santa Fe, so my investment stays local.
Hi, this is Scott at O'Farrell Hat Company in Santa Fe. We fit your hat to your style and your head. O'Farrell Hats has always been the place to go for the right fit.
O'Farrell Hats, 111 East San Francisco Street, O'FarrellHatCo.com.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC Radio. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need some good advice, then call me at 505-989-8900 and schedule a free and confidential consultation. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com and I'll be happy to answer all of your real estate questions.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today I have my two colleagues from Santa Fe Realty Partners, Anna Marie Brown and Marvin Sadowski, with me here in the studio. Before we get back into our conversation, I want to ask you, are you thinking about building a new home, updating the one you're in, converting your garage into living space, or maybe building a guest house? Choosing a contractor is an important decision, and that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation, or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn about all their custom home building services. During the break, I received an email, Anna Marie and Marvin, from Billy, and it sort of goes back to what we were talking about in the first half of the show. Ray, do your guests see that real estate is starting to improve in Santa Fe? Well, we sort of answered that, but Marvin, did you have any other thoughts on it?
Well, I wouldn't. Please don't take this to the bank yet. I think we're going to see some improvement over a period of months, and then my sense is we'll probably have a level off period, and then before the next improvement comes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the timing is of that, but I'm very optimistic.
Well, that's good.
And I think it's a great time to buy real estate and to sell real estate, like we said before.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hesitate. Call your real estate professional and talk to them about it, because they will give you the statistics and all the information that you need.
And, Billy, thank you for your email. And if you want a real estate professional, I would suggest that you actually get a hold of Anna Marie and Marvin. You can go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. And when you come to the homepage, click on the button that says Brokers. Look down for their pretty faces on our sheet there and click on them, and you can go right to Anna Marie and Marvin.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, really, please do that. Let's talk about this thing that I've been teasing the listeners about, and that's short sales. It's a phenomenon that is becoming ever increasingly important for people to get their arms around and understand. Out here, it's becoming more of an issue. So before we get into what it's all about from the standpoint of the Santa Fe market, Anna Marie, why don't you just define what is a short sale?
Right, a short sale occurs when a homeowner owes more on a property than the property is actually worth now, and that the bank agrees to accept less than what is actually owed on the property. And they will accept it as payment in full.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an effort to avoid the foreclosure process. So
this is a step before foreclosure. That's the sequence.
Yes, and it's several steps, because you want to start the process right away when you find out that you may be in trouble, you may be defaulting on your payment. You don't want to start getting behind, because the foreclosure process can start at any time. In New Mexico, it's a longer process, but you do want to start that sooner. And, we were talking earlier, Ray, that there's two sides of the coin. This is a great market here. This is a wonderful place. But there's the other side of the coin, and those are the people that are afraid to talk about that they're in trouble.
Right.
And I just want everybody.
Maybe they lost their job.
They've lost their job. There's been a death in the family, medical situation, a layoff, whatever it could be, loss in business. We just want you to know that you have a voice, and that we are here to to help you and strategize. What you want to do is get the best strategy for you, and a short sale may be that strategy.
Okay, so again, in brief, a short sale for, again, the listeners, just to define it, in case they're on the cusp of getting to a short sale. Again, Anna Marie is very, in one sentence, is...
It occurs when they're more or less upside down. They owe more on the loan than, and they can't make the payment.
Right.
Here's a real clue. You are struggling to make that payment every month.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people will go to their bank to try to remodify the loan and all that. And quite frankly, it's not always that easy.
Right.
So they may have to jump into a short sale.
But your message here, and Marvin, we talked about this before we went on the air today, is don't wait. Anna Marie hit it on the head earlier. She said you could be embarrassed. You may not understand it. You may not even know. But don't if you have a sense that things are starting to get difficult, don't wait until you're on that pre-foreclosure doorstep, right?
Exactly. You know, if you've been on this planet for more than a month or two, it's likely that we've all faced some difficulties. And the fact is that in order to utilize a strategy, you have to get it on the front end, not be trying to catch up with it. So it's really important to talk to a professional about it and get moving.
Okay, so we've defined what a short sale is. Let's talk a little bit about the sort of the guts of a short sale process, Anna Marie. One thing that I know, and I have not personally dealt with a short sale situation, you guys have dealt with quite a few, but we have all learned as brokers that, man, there is an A to Z process dealing with a short sale, and you can't skip the letters of the alphabet. It's got to be A to Z if you want to guarantee that you're going to do the right thing for your client, correct?
Absolutely. And we've been trained, and we've taken numerous courses and trainings for this. I want to mention one thing real quick.
Sure.
A short sale can be on a $2 million house or $200,000 or $150,000. It doesn't matter. There are people in this situation in all areas of the market.
Right. Socioeconomic levels everywhere.
Yeah. And there's not as much shame anymore because people are having to strategize as to how to get out of certain situations. So with a short sale, though, what we determine is what you owe on the property and what it's actually worth. And then if the seller is ready to do a short sale, we will need certain documents to begin the process. And we get authorization to deal with the lender. And the lender will deal with a third-party person.
And the third party being?
A realtor. And they actually, in a lot of cases, want to deal with the realtor because we have the house listed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will handle the entire short sale for them. They just need to have, and there's a hardship letter that they put together that explains the hardship.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that most lenders are pretty sympathetic and will work with us.
Right, go ahead, Marvin, sorry.
Yeah, we do help them go through this whole process. That's part of the value added that we do. It's not just taking a listing or doing. It's really working through the process and dealing with the emotional part of it also.
Mm-hmm.
And
from a lender's standpoint, they would prefer to deal with a short sale possibility than going into foreclosure because they don't want to end up owning real estate, right?
Well, and it costs them a lot of money with attorney's fees and all kinds of things
to go into
foreclosure. And so they would rather recapture a good portion of their loan, and we are trained to price the property. We know what the formulas are that the lenders will accept. That's another key, is having it priced right, because if it's priced too high, it'll just sit on the market,
mm-hmm.
and we want to move it fast, and that's the whole point of a short sale. And by the way, Ray, it is a win-win for everybody.
Well, that's what it sounds like. The homeowner gets to keep their property, or at least they get to sell their property. They don't go into foreclosure. They don't lose all of their investment. The bank doesn't have to sit on a property. They don't become the owners of it. And at the end of the day, we as brokers are able to help facilitate a process and maybe in the process make some money on it as well.
And the buyer, of course. The buyer comes into the property with equity. Now, the seller, Ray, they usually get to walk away without any cost. Every once in a while, there can be some cost.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not making money on the property.
Mm-hmm.
The good news for them is that it's a solution for them to move on with their lives.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's a very good way of framing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we go into short sales a little bit more fully, I have a very special guest on the phone with me today. I have, if he is there, and I believe he's on vacation, I have Dion Silva. Dion is a vice president of loans for Los Alamos National Bank. Los Alamos National Bank is one of the main sponsors of our radio show. Good afternoon, Dion. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time away from your vacation to talk to me. I hope I'm not ruining it by you talking to us on Sunday afternoon.
No, it's always great. Great weather out there today and everything else at the 400th celebration in Santa Fe, so I'm glad to be on board with you guys today.
You're very kind to say that. I think today we're going to talk for a few minutes, Dion, about something that's near and dear to your heart. Again, as Vice President of Loans, you are overseeing all of the loan products that Los Alamos National Bank offers, and I think today we want to talk about green construction loans. Is that the subject matter you'd like to chat about?
Yeah, it is. I think it goes well within what I think a lot of the new building codes that the city of Santa Fe is moving forward, as well as a lot of what we're seeing as many of the consumers are trying to do. And it fits in well with some stimulus package that it seems like the Obama administration is also pushing forward as well. But the big thing is Los Alamos National Bank has always been at the forefront trying to promote sustainable construction, and it fits right in with what the city of Santa Fe is now doing with their new program that they're having that was implemented on July 1 for any permits that have to do with new construction, or I should say new residential home construction, because it's not necessarily pertaining against for remodels, but any type of new construction on a new residential property.
Now, how does Los Alamos National Bank's green construction product actually work? What can you tell the listeners specifically about it?
Well, as we know, sustainable construction, many people believe that it adds costs, and right now with the new technology that's coming forward, yes, some of those costs are being reduced, but Los Alamos National Bank is trying to actually help by reducing some of the interest rates and fees associated with the traditional construction loan. For our program, for example, which is the only one that I know of within the state, is we reduce the traditional 1% origination fee by half to a half point, and we also reduce the current market rate by half percentage point as well. So it's there to help offset some of these additional costs and try to help people promote that, you know, there is sustainable construction methods that are out there that are affordable. And so we're just trying to help meet that and also promote Santa Fe Home Builders Association and their new building code that they put out.
Right. That new building code, which did come in effect in July, requires that all new construction have a more of a green element to it. I won't go into all the issues, but this is becoming much more relevant to everyone out there as they're looking at new construction, either as a developer and eventually as the home buyer themselves. So you guys are sort of at the cutting edge of developing a product that's available to people to take advantage not only of this phenomenon, what the city of Santa Fe has passed as code, but also it leads into the federal and state tax incentives that are available to people that actually green up their property, correct?
Correct, yes. And that's, you know, in addition to just, you know, the reduction of rate and fees, there's some intrinsic value in terms of tax credits and everything else, which are of great benefit to a lot of these home buyers and not just the actual contractors that build the house. The home buyers who get it also get the incentives moving forward, depending on how they incorporate some of the, you know, tying into the grid with the Public Service Company of New Mexico, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And, Dion, I want to give you a minute of opportunity to sort of plug your new construction project from Los Alamos National Bank. You guys are actually opening up a new branch on Cerrillos Road, and it actually is a green building built to the gold standard of the LEED program, correct?
Yes, we're hoping that it will be LEED certified as to the gold standard. Accordingly, you know, it takes about a year after construction is complete for all of the results to be in. But we did build for that standard. It's about a 15,000 square feet building that's located there on Vegas Verdes and Cerrillos Road. We're hoping to open it up here at the end of October. But we had a lot of green features built into that. And, you know, if we promoted, we also green construction, we thought that we'd move forward with that type of construction. But some of the great things that we offer in our building there is all rooftop water, rainwater is harvested into our cisterns there, and it'll be used for all of our landscape irrigation, so we're not using any potable water for landscaping. We've got a great permeable parking lot, actually, that it's really fantastic if many of our people, our clients, or anybody else in Santa Fe would like to see. It's a porous material which actually replenishes the aquifer there. So, and we've went to the photovoltaic on all of our parking lights, and on our roof we're actually going to be producing 12% of our entire power load for that building on our photovoltaic system. So the big thing too is 75% of all the construction waste that we had will be recycled instead of being diverted to landfills. So
that's
fabulous. A big thing.
And, Deanna, again, you're hoping to open this up at the end of October, and I know that you, Los Alamos National Bank continues to grow. You're servicing the community. And as a matter of fact, based on all the things you were just saying, it's no surprise to anyone, I suppose, to know that you were actually honored as the Green Business of the Year by the City of Santa Fe this year. So, listen, Deon Silva, you're a local boy, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm well, originally from Taos, which isn't too far up the road here, but I've been residing in Santa Fe for the last 12 to 15 years here, so
okay.
Really enjoy the city differently.
Well, listen, good local boy done good, Vice President of Loans for Los Alamos National Bank, Deon Silva, again, one of our sponsors. Deon was very kind and enthusiastic when we approached him about being a sponsor of All Things Real Estate. We really do appreciate your support, and enjoy the rest of your vacation. I promise I won't interrupt you again.
Oh, no problem at all. We enjoy the interruptions anytime that we can have an involvement in the community and what the program that you're putting on. We're really excited about the program and all that it's done with real estate.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Deon. I really appreciate it. That's Deon Silva, Vice President of Loans at Los Alamos National Bank. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. You know what, Gino Thompson, I'm going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Anna Marie Brown and Marvin Sadowski about short sales, so please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and by the music, you know that we are up to our weekly Open House of the Week segment brought to you by Los Alamos National Bank. I have my colleague and friend who actually, he sat on an open house with me recently, Phil Hansen. Are you there, Phil?
Yes, I'm here, Ray.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day. The sun's coming out, and we have a wonderful house here to tell you about.
Well, you know, Phil, you know the drill here. It's a two-minute exercise, and you have 2 minutes to sell Anna Marie Brown, Marvin Sadowski, Gino Thompson, Ray Post, but most importantly, the listeners to the qualities of 2825 Calle Princesa Juana.
You're yes.
On. Go ahead.
Well, it's a wonderful house with a tremendous location. This house is just a block off Camino Carlos Rey. If you're coming from Seringo, you just come down Seringo to Camino Princesa Juana. It's a three-way stop, and it's the same thing from Rodeo Road. You head towards Cerrillos on Camino Carlos Rey. So it's a great place for a commuter, bus stops close by, short walk to three different parks here in this little neighborhood, and just not far at all from the Geneva Chavez Center. So it's a wonderful house. It's been completely remodeled. New roof, shingles, interior, all new exterior windows, and these are nice windows. They're very nice, attractive windows. They're a larger air gap between them, makes them better insulated windows. And, of course, all new fixtures, all new cabinets, beautiful tile countertops. And it's three bedrooms and three baths. And what's nice about this is these homes traditionally had three small bedrooms, and they turn the garage into a bedroom, but it's not what you might anticipate. People have to come out and take a look at it.
That's
because
right.
It's got its own bathroom in it, has an exit to the backyard, really large backyard with a completely fenced. It's a corner lot, and it's got little less than a quarter of an acre lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the white picket fence in front. And
yeah, I'm looking at the picture of it right here on MLS. Listen, Phil, I want to recommend that people actually go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, and when they click on the radio show page, they'll see underneath the Open House of the Week segment a picture and all the information on it. I guess the most important thing they need to know about right now is the price of the property.
The price of the property, it's $285. For a completely, refurbished house, a beautiful landscaping. It's just a wonderful wonderful house, and I'm very happy to have this listing.
Well, listen, we're lucky to have you having that listing, and I want to recommend to all the listeners, Phil Hansen will be at this property, 2825 Calle Princesa Juana, from 1 to 3. Won't you stop by and take a look at the property and say hello to Phil? Listen, thanks a lot, Phil. We appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah, and tell him to come by. We've got hot dogs, so we'll have a good time.
Okay, excellent. That's great for Labor Day weekend. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Back to my in-studio guests with me today, Anna Marie Brown and Marvin Sadowski. We've been talking about short sales. Anna Marie, there was something we were talking about during the break regarding another point to short sales you wanted to share with the listeners.
Yes. Short sales are great for investors and for buyers and for people that are looking for another whole kind of value. They just need to know that it takes a little bit longer to get to closing,
mm-hmm.
and that's just part of the process. I also want to say real quick that we as realtors that are working on a short sale, we will work 10 to 20 times harder, not harder, but there's more effort and more work involved in it. But it is such a great feeling to help people solve their problem and to get to closing so that it's a win-win for everybody. Because there's a lot of emotions involved when you're in trouble.
Right. Well, and normally in a real estate transaction there are, but you can probably ramp it up exponentially on a short sale, can't you, Marvin?
Sure, that's correct.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also very important to be dealing with someone who knows how to do the short sales, because if your application for a short sale gets in the wrong pile and the I's aren't dotted, T's aren't crossed, it'll sit there forever, and you may end up getting into a foreclosure.
And this is the pile with the lenders, and lenders usually have their own short sale department that
absolutely.
Does nothing but short sales, but you're absolutely right, which we alluded to earlier on. This requires absolute precision, so the professionalism of the broker is critical to your success. Right?
And it's also very important to be able to understand with the lender that when you're negotiating and helping the seller, that you're dealing with the after-sale process, because there is residual, there is money that normally is left on the table for, you know, that difference between the loan and the sale.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be some real professional conversation there and negotiations there.
Mm-hmm.
It's also important to know that in the past, that the 1099 you received from the lender,
right.
in the past was taxed, ordinary income. So it's really important to deal with your CPA, make sure they know the new Debt Relief Act, and
mm-hmm.
there's...
There is relief on that, absolutely.
We've got a couple of minutes left on the show here, and so before we actually go to some summary thoughts from you guys, I want to give you a minute, Marvin, to talk
sure.
a little bit about your other love, and that's commercial real estate.
Well, commercial and investment real estate, absolutely.
Yeah.
Santa Fe Realty Partners just announced and opened its commercial division, and it's really surprising. You really don't realize this. There were about 15 people in this first meeting. Unbelievable professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that I didn't know this, that Santa Fe Realty Partners is the largest commercial real estate company, the division, on the MLS in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that amazing?
Amazing. And Tommy Gardner, the qualifying
sure.
broker, and Darlene Street, the managing broker of our firm, if you're listening to the show, we just gave us a little plug, which is reality, though, and this
is
significant
reality.
Because as the market starts to right itself, the fact that we are the leaders in commercial real
sure.
estate is only good for all of our buyers and sellers out there, correct?
And it's really important to understand the value added that people can receive from our commercial division, because there's a tremendous amount of talent, starting with Tommy and Darlene,
mm-hmm.
Knowledge about this business.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we have about a minute left, so Anna Marie, I want to turn to you, and I know a minute is not enough time to talk about all the things that you wanted to talk about today. Anna Marie brought a notebook about the size of, you know, a briefing book that the president's staff usually brings to him. But anyway, your summary thoughts for the listeners today about the state of the market, short sales, and anything else you want to talk about.
Well, I think it's a great time on so many levels. Regarding short sales, please feel free to give me a call. If you have any questions whatsoever, whether you're going to do it or not, but you don't know where you want to go, I'll be very happy to help you out with that. Also, to me, it's the human element that's involved with the short sale. It's emotional. People are trying to make life or death decisions, and it's a privilege to be able to help people through the process, truly.
Yeah, and she means this. Anna Marie is a great example of what a broker who really is committed to helping people that are in real tough straits can give to the process. You and Marvin both are very well respected in the industry for your work in short sales. Marvin, any last thoughts for the listeners?
Well, yes, it's very important.
30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. Quick. Anna Marie said it all. No, it is very important that the that someone who's considering a short sale, it's what's important to them, and it's the value added that we can add to what their criteria would be. And this is a really important part about choosing a broker to help you and the knowledge behind it and the interpersonal relationship.
Well, you guys are prime examples of this. I want to thank Anna Marie Brown and Marvin Sadowski for joining me on the show today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for doing all you do to make the show a success. And thank you for tuning in today, and give me a call at 989-8900 if you need some real estate advice. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.